Hi, Shauna.
Yeah, he's calling.
Hi, this is Alan calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you already file a claim or looking to filing?
Yes. I just filled out some paperwork for the Kevin Smith.
Okay, just to confirm, you already signed with a law firm?
I did not. I don't, not that I'm aware, no.
Okay, so
I
you
haven't signed
only
anything.
filled out questionnaire, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Give me one second. So just to confirm, you are looking to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. And are you looking to file this claim for yourself?
For myself, you said?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
A brain tumor.
And what was the date of your diagnosis to the best of your remembrance?
I think it was April 13th, 2010.
Okay, so I have 4/13/2010, is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what is your date of birth?
March 24th, 1975.
So 3/24/1975.
Yes. Don't tell anybody how old I am. Jesus.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
And for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera, or generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
You know what? I don't honestly know that.
Was it just the Depo Provera?
Yeah, just a depo.
Okay.
As far as I know, they never said anything about it being different.
Okay, so just to confirm, you didn't use it generic, you used the actual name brand Depo Provera, correct?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, almost 2 years.
Okay, within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Can I confirm it? Yes.
Okay, and then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, I used it in from 2007 to 2010.
Okay, so you said 2007 to
Yeah,
2010.
that.
Okay, approximately what month did you start using Depo in 2007? Was
I
it
think it
beginning?
was. It's like March of two. Wait, no, it was June 2007, and I stopped in March of 2010.
So 6/1/2007 is when you started, and then 3/1/2010 is when you stopped using. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right. And for verification purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. All right. And I do want to confirm again, you said the date of diagnosis is 4/13/2010, and your date of birth is 3/24/1975. Is that both correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment. Now, would you kindly spell your first name, please? Your legal first name?
S-H-A-W-N-A.
Okay. And then last name?
DIXON.
Okay, so I have Shauna, Shawna, Dixon, Dixon, correct?
Correct.
And for security purposes, your social.
562-357-4-72.
All right, just to confirm, I have 562-357-4-72. Is that correct?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay. All right, and then the email that we have here is X S Stixon, so that's Stixon 2025 at gmail.com.
Correct.
And the phone number that we have is 442-403-7415. Is that right?
Correct.
And this is a mobile number, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right. And then the primary address?
19651 Paintbrush Trail, Desert Hot Springs, 92241.
I'm sorry, what was the after Saint?
It's paintbrush, like a paintbrush.
Oh,
paintbrush,
okay.
Trail.
And what, go ahead.
Desert Hot Springs, California.
Okay.
92241.
Okay, give me one moment just to verify it with you. I have 19651 Paintbrush Trail, Desert Hot Springs, California, 92241 in Riverside County. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
My gynecologist.
Your doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product?
How many times was I injected?
Yes.
Once every 3 months.
Okay, so let's do the math here. So 2007 is when you started. So that would be... So I'm assuming you had one in 2007, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or two?
Two, probably.
Two, okay.
I don't recall, to be honest, but probably one or two.
Yeah. So
once every 3 months.
Yeah, this is to the best of your ability. And then 2008, mm-hmm. 2009, 2010. Okay, so in 2007, you said one or two?
Yeah, I don't remember. It's been
That's
so long
okay.
ago.
But then you have it every 3 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you had four, I'm assuming you had four shots in 2008 as well?
Yeah, I assume, yeah.
And then four in 2009, is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then did you have one in 2010?
Because I believe so.
Okay. So that would total 4 + 4 = 8, 10 shots approximately?
Sounds good.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know for sure. It's been so long. I think it sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just all, this is approximate. It's been so long. Would you like me to keep put the 10 in there?
I don't care. Whatever you need to do.
All right.
Like I, said, I can't promise you anything.
That's fine. Again, yeah, they just want the approximate. And what is the name of the doctor that administered the shots?
Dr. Grady.
Grady?
Mm-hmm. Sean
okay.
Grady.
I'm sorry, what was the first name?
Sean Grady.
Oh, Sean Grady. Is it the UCI or?
What's that? No, Eisenhower. Is that what you're asking?
Eisenhower. The name of the facility.
Yeah, Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm. Eisenhower.
Medical Center.
Okay, I see a Dr. Sean Grady, MD. He's an obstetrician.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was in Eisenhower Medical Center?
Mm-hmm.
And is it the Palm Springs at Sunrise?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I have an address here, the 151 South Sunrise Way, 300 Palm Springs, California, 92262. Is that right?
No, I think it's the 39,000 Bob Hope in Mansion Mirage. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Let me find the right one.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. I do see, I believe it's just called Eisenhower Health. That's located in 39,000 Bob Hope Drive, Rancho Mirage, California, 92270.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. And then the number that that's showing up here is the 760-340-3911.
I don't have my contacts. I don't have my own phone on me.
That's okay. It's what's showing here for the hospital's information.
Okay.
On the hospital. And then for the prescribing doctor, was it also Dr. Grady?
Prescribing doctor, prescribing for what? The depot, yes.
Okay. All right. And same facility, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So everything is the same. Okay. Give me one moment, please. And then for the pharmacy, Is it the same place?
It was a CVS
The
account.
CVS. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of the CVS?
CVS, I don't know. It was
Sorry,
just called
what's the name
CVS.
of, is it the one in Rancho Mirage or?
That one worked. I went to multiple, so.
Okay, is it the one off of Bob Hope Drive?
I think so.
Okay. So I see, yeah, there's one off of the 42520 Bob Hope Drive, Rancho Mirage, California, 92270. Is that right?
Sounds good.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
I don't go to CVS and look up their address. I just, it sounds about the same
Okay, one moment, please. And then, what's the method of diagnosis for meningioma? CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both in the blood test and in the biopsy.
Okay, and then for the diagnosing doctor, what's the name of the doctor? Is it the
Dr.
same?
Eller.
Dr. Eller.
Eller. George Eller.
Okay, Dr. George Eller. And where is Dr. George Eller located? The name of the hospital?
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower as well. And is it the same? Oh, I see, George Eller, MD. Okay. And you said it's the same place, the Eisenhower
Medical Center.
Medical Center. And is it the same address?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one. Or the, I think it's called Eisenhower Health.
Oh, is that what it's called? I don't know. It was Medical Center.
That's the 39,000 Bob Hope, right? Yeah, okay. Give me one moment, please. And the facility number is the same as 760-340-3911.
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay, so he is a neurosurgeon. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right, for this following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no. Prior to your diagnosis of the meningioma, did you have any prior cancer
No.
diagnosis? Okay.
No.
And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it chemotherapy, radiation therapy?
Craniotomy surgery, and then I did some radiation therapy.
Okay, so radiation, sorry, radiation therapy. And then what was the other one?
Radiation therapy and craniotomy surgery.
I'm sorry, craniotomy?
Craniotomy, the brain
Oh,
surgery. They
cray.
opened my head up.
Oh, I
Yeah.
see. A crani, I can't
It's hard
pronounce
to
it
say.
correctly.
Yeah, me neither.
Craniotomy. There you go.
There you go.
Okay. All right. And then for the treating doctor, it was it Dr. Eller as well, George
Yes.
Eller.
Yes.
The same facility.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're almost done here. Okay. And then one last thing, well, a few other things. For the la this question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, but during brain surgery, yeah.
Okay. And what approximately what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
You know what? I couldn't tell you how to, I barely remember.
That's okay. To the best of your ability.
I started treatment on the 20th of April, so somewhere around there.
Okay, so that would be, let's see, because you were diagnosed in April. So did you want me to put April
Yeah, April is fine.
of 2010
10.
all the way
Yeah.
to how many months were you in the hospital for?
I wasn't in there much. I'm not sure how long I was in there.
Okay, so just
It
April of
wasn't in there
two.
very long.
Okay, did you just want me to put the April of 2010? Is that
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, they said I don't
okay?
remember how long I was in there, but it wasn't months.
Okay, and then did you want to add any additional medical notes or no?
No, besides you guys can pull the records from
Okay,
Eisenhower, so I don't have to send you anything.
okay. And then for this question, if you could simply answer yes or no, Do you have copy of the medical records, or are you able to obtain copies from the hospital or from your doctors?
I have them, but the hospital has them, and I'm giving you guys permission to go get them because I don't have a car to give any.
Are you able to obtain copies of the medical records from the hospital or from your
yes.
doctor? Okay.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. You said yes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for this question, can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Probably electronically.
Electronically? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for the last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Now, this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case and found it necessary in unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does the emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
This is the only number I have. I don't have no emergency contact.
Okay. You don't have it. You said you don't have any emergency contact?
No, if something happens to me, they'll have this phone, so.
Okay. Do you want me to put none of the above for the emergency contact? Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to give me one moment, please. Okay. I just want to make sure that everything's correct and we don't have any problems. And for the, okay, give me one moment, please. So it's asking me to put an emergency contact email. Do you want me to just put your email on that?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay. And then for the phone number, do you want me to just put your number?
Yes, please.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right, we're almost done here. We just need about a minute or two left of your time. Give me one second. All right, Shauna, I'm just going to confirm a few things with you just to make sure that everything is valid and correct. And then I'm going to send you a text message and an email of the paperwork, and I'm going to walk you through that very quickly. It's going to take about 30 seconds. the name I have here, legally, I have Shauna Dixon. That's Shawnadixon. Is that correct?
Yes.
The address is 19651 Paintbrush Trail, Desert Hot Springs, California, 92241. Is that correct?
Yes.
The phone number is 442-403-7415.
Correct.
And then the email that we have here is sdixon2025@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, you're going to receive a text message. It'll say from Alan Raimundo or an email. They're going to be the same exact thing. Go ahead and click the text message or the email, whichever one you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
And once you click that, there's going to be a link. Go ahead and click that link. This will direct you to a DocuSign webpage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may also have to click continue or check a box that says, I agree to use electronic records, and then hit continue or next, and then hit start.
Okay.
And then
go ahead.
Once you click start, it's going to direct you to the first signature field. Go ahead and sign with your finger and hit adopt and sign, and you're going to follow up the steps after that. And then you keep going until you see the finish, and then I'm going to check to make sure it's correct.
Okay. Let me put you down real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. I'm at the thing. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm trying.
You're okay.
Slow. people. That was it. Sorry, I'm trying to make it legible.
You're okay. And then let me know once you're done with that, and I'm going to check to make sure it's correct.
I think so. I got to sign another one. Hold on. Okay, I think I'm finished. Just get started. Just start it over.
Did you already click finished?
Yes.
Okay, let me check the forms. Okay, it looks like you completed it. Give me one moment just to make sure it's all correct. Okay, I see your signature. All right, give me one second. Okay, so I'm going to send you a text right now as well. Give me one moment, please. Okay. All right, so I just sent you a text message from, this is from my direct line. It's saying, thank you for your time. Within the next 24 to 48 business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you, Vigna, coming from a 214 number. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me or text me from this number. I'm available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Now, if within the next 24 to 48 hours, if you do not hear from the attorneys, or if the attorneys miss the call from them, I will get in contact with you and transfer you over to them so that they could begin your case. For further questions regarding your case, feel free to ask the attorneys. If you have any questions before the attorneys speak to you, feel free to call me or text me from that same thread that I just texted you. It's from the 949 area code. And that's
okay,
pretty much
you.
It. You're very welcome, Shauna. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.